Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
You want to do a place-by-place fishing report?
I guess so.
Good, because it's Saturday, February the 24th, 2024, and people are kind of expecting us to do one. So, you know, we may as well, if we have the opportunity. I think we have time.
Okay.
Maybe.
We will try.
It may get interrupted in the middle. We will pre-apologize for that, because it's a little bit later in the day. We don't have quite as much staff here, so if things get busy, we may have to get hauled out there to do some actual work. But until then, place-by-place fishing report it is. Are you going to shut that off?
No, I still got to work sometimes.
Texting like a teenage girl over there. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Begins with the Peace River and Harbor Heights and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do you got, Robert? Tell us.
I got not squat.
Ah, crap. This is not a good start.
Okay. No, it's not.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Same as the above.
Okay, 41 Bridges, Live Oak Point Park.
Oh, there's a little better.
Oh, good.
A few trout. A couple of undersized cobia.
Do you think there's any hope for catching a keeper here?
At some point, possibly.
Okay.
Don't know about that one. I mean, they catch them there regularly when they're legal size, but the other thing is they've been getting a couple of whiting, actually, this week. Several guys caught whiting. One guy caught a few silver trout. And small mangrove snapper. And a whole lot of snowbirds down there. And
silver trout?
Yeah.
So not the sugar trout.
Nope, silver trout.
But the ones that actually have the teeth.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. I was surprised. But I saw a picture of one last week. But then he said he caught a couple of them or several of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not what I'd expect, but you know what? I'm not going to sneeze at it either.
Hey, last time I caught one was with you several years ago with Casper Zach.
Yes.
That was the last time I caught one.
We were surprised to see it then.
And I think we caught a few that day on that spot.
We did. The Lashley Pier and Seawall.
Got nothing.
Okay. That's the good old no reports. Bayshore Pier?
I got no reports.
Okay. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Mangrove snapper, small ones. A few undersized trout. A couple of bigger snook and a few small snook. The one snook picture I saw, the fish was probably in the low 30s.
Okay.
Wasn't too bad of a fish. And that's about all I got there.
If you were going to go snook fishing there, what method would you use?
Well, right now I'd be using shrimp or cut ladyfish or cut mullet and just letting it sit there.
Letting it sit where?
Around the pier or maybe by the boat ramp. Obviously, I'll be fighting a few catfish in the process.
You will. Sometimes that's all right.
But when it's cold like this, those fish are pretty lethargic, so they're not really aggressive.
You pay your dues.
Yes.
Sometimes your dues come in the form of whiskery slime balls.
Yes.
The salt and brackish Port Charlotte canals.
Well, a few small snook. An occasional sheep's head. Short mangrove snapper. And quite a few of the Mayan cichlids.
Mayan cichlids. Okay. Any word from the Elder Bean Pier?
Well, they actually caught a few trout there this week. One guy did manage to catch one sheep's head. What else did they say they caught off there? Baby bull shark. And that's it that I can remember.
Okay. The Myakka River from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Got nothing.
The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Got nothing this week.
Okay. We're just flying through this thing. The West Wall.
West Wall, a lot of little redfish underneath the bushes with an occasional legal-sized fish. Been a few pompano on the bar, along with a couple of short cobia.
Okay.
And that's it.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
I got nothing there.
Turtle and Bull Bays.
Did you catch anything there the other day?
No.
Did you try?
No.
Oh. So you just looked at it and waved?
We did.
Okay.
We just kept going.
Okay. Figure it was worth a try.
Yeah. We didn't.
Okay.
Turtle and Bull Bays.
Well, let's see. A lot of sheep's head in the back of Turtle Bay.
How far in the back?
Quite a ways back.
Past the fish shacks?
Yes. And then in Bull Bay, there's more under the shacks. And then they're also getting an assortment of redfish in there, both of the areas. Most of them are undersized, but there has been a couple of slot-sized fish and also of the two over the slot fish that I saw pictures of. And then there also has been quite a few trout, mostly on the small side, but been quite a few with the guys who are drifting and covering some ground with shrimp and or artificials. The puffers are bad, but not as bad as they were. So I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, I agree. We only lost a couple of lures to puffers this past week.
Right. It's almost like they're full of everybody's plastics.
I don't know what happened. Maybe they can't digest plastics, and we killed them with digestion impactions.
That's very realistic.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing.
Gasparilla Sound.
Well, let's see. The trout are out in about 4 to 8 feet of water. Seems like as the day warms up, they move out into a little bit shallower water. And they've also been getting a few ladyfish and the sheep's head and small redfish along the bushes and a couple of the oyster bars there.
Okay, the ladyfish are not by the mangroves and oysters, are they?
No, they're okay. More out in the open.
All right.
Where the trout area is at.
Confusing me.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to type things here in sentences, and you're not speaking in sentences.
Sorry.
All right, sheep's head and what else? Redfish?
In tongues.
Did you say redfish?
Yes. They're the ones that are under the bushes and around the oyster bars.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
It does.
But, you know, I never want to make assumptions here. Because, you know, new things could be happening.
Yeah.
Ladyfish biting underneath the mangroves would be a new thing, but you never know.
Bluefish jumping would be another.
Placida.
Sheep's head. A lot more people seeing them than catching them.
Around the pier? Or?
Yeah. Around the pier and around some of the docks. And then they're also getting a couple of pompano have been caught there. The small mangrove snapper. Heard of two oversized redfish that were caught there. And I believe that's about it.
Okay, and how much of this is from the pier?
50% of it.
Okay, which 50%? Just were the redfish from the pier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those were caught right around sunset.
Just around midnight.
That was actually a person that went out there recommended by you.
I sent them there?
Mm-hmm.
And they caught fish?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Somebody write it down.
Hey, it works sometimes.
I know. People believe you so much more than they believe me, though.
Yeah.
Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and any other park you can think of.
Let's see, what are they getting up in there? Some pompano. Trout. Mostly all small trout. Some small mangrove snapper. And some very small redfish. I have not heard of illegal redfish from up in there at all.
That'll change soon.
Oh, yeah. Always does.
I'm guessing over the next 2-3 weeks, we're going to start to see some serious reports pop in.
Yeah.
Assuming our weather doesn't take a turn for the Arctic.
Right.
The Anger Pier. The Anger Pier.
I got nothing there.
Wait, did you go catatonic for a second on me?
No, I was just trying to think if I had anything from there, and I got nothing.
All right. Thought maybe you'd pop the wrong nerve in your neck, and it'd shut down your speech center.
Yeah, there you go.
The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Oh, let's see. The grouper, 80 to 105 feet of water. Guy was just in here a little bit ago showing me pictures of 3 African pompano that were legal. Not barely, but they were legal. That he caught in 88 feet of water out there.
Nice.
He had some big mangrove snapper, like 4 and 5 pound mangs. Which is the first big mangs I've heard of or seen in a while. And then near shore, they're getting the sheep's head, grunts, lane snapper from 15 miles out to 4 miles out. Somebody was telling me that Novak Reef was ate up with sheep's head the other day. Went back the next day, only caught a few, but his buddy did incredible down at Helen's Reef.
Yep. People don't get that about those sheepies is that they spot hop out there. You gotta be willing to spot hop with them.
Yep.
And just because you have this piece of structure on the reef that's loaded up with sheep's head, it doesn't mean that this pile of rubble over here is going to have any on it.
No, especially
so,
this time of year.
Spot hop. Keep looking. They're there someplace.
Yep.
The
but
Venice.
I put down an anchor. It's a mailbox. You gotta stay.
Yep. The Venice Jetties and Pier.
Venice Jetties and Pier. The jetties have been doing really good on pompano. Been a few whiting and some sheep's head, but the pompano have been the big thing. But it's also a nightmare with how many people are fishing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where those guys went out of that they disappeared on us?
Yes, they went out of that inlet.
And they were from here locally in Port Charlotte?
Port Charlotte, Northport. Gotcha. One of them may have been from Punta Gorda. That is an unfortunate story.
No boat, no people, nothing yet, right?
Not that I've seen.
Did you write about it this week?
No, I've been just letting the news side cover that story. I did write a little bit about boating safety based on that.
Okay.
You know, and just, you know,
I thought it was something along those lines because I just kind of glanced through it yesterday.
Yeah, trying to use a little caution when you go out there.
Right.
But it's, it's a very unhappy thing.
Definitely.
Okay, that brings us to, we haven't had any reports from redfish pass for a while. Do you have any now?
None.
No. How about Captiva pass?
Some sheep's head.
Oh, hey, look at that.
The guy got a couple sheep's head. He's the same guy that went out to Helen's. He went down to Helen's first, then came back in through the pass, drifted it a few times, got a few sheep's head and one short mangrove snapper.
Okay. I'm not even going to mention that.
Nope. But that's all I've got for there.
Okay. What about Boca Grande Pass?
There's actually been a few pompano right there on Johnson Shoals. And then also on the north side of the channel on that drop-off where it goes from 6 to 8 feet and drops down rapidly to 15 to 20 to 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
They've been hanging out there quite a bit.
So the north side drop off, are you talking about there at the beach, or are you talking about the
quarter
south
mile
side
out
of the sandbar?
The south side of the sandbar. Okay. Quarter mile out, going out to the range buoy, or bell buoy, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Is there a bell on that buoy?
I don't know. How about the buoy just outside of Boca?
The red one or the green one?
Yes. The closest one.
Okay. It'd be so much easier if I could point to it on a map.
You could. It would go over so well, too.
At the sandbar on the north end of the pass. There we go. That'll work. Okie dokie. That covers our pompano. What else you got?
Some mango snapper.
In the deeper water or in the shallow stuff?
Well, we're in the 30 to 40 feet of water.
Okay. Any sheepies here?
Along the beach and up against the phosphate and oil dock. Or the new pier for those private residents, whatever you want to call it.
Christina, will you walk out there and just double check on them?
Thank you.
She didn't seem happy about that.
Oh, well. Part of the job description.
Yeah. That's all right. You're the one she's going to be mad at. So.
I know.
Walking the Gulf Beach.
I'm good at making her mad when I get home.
San Bel to Venice.
What is it?
Walking the Gulf Beaches from Santa Bel to Venice in the surf. The surf fishing, Robert.
Pompano at Casperson's. Some whiting up there, too. And then Middle Beach, Stump Pass, and Boca Grande Beaches. Pompano, whiting. One guy caught a couple of trout, and I'm trying to remember if it was Stump Pass or up at Blind Pass. I think it was Blind Pass, because his wife caught a couple more black drum, juvie black drum, because she got in a yelling match with some old people, because she fishes way almost to the house.
Okay.
On the north end to stay out of everybody's way, and these old ladies are giving her a hard time about fishing there. Mm. And she's like, I'm away from all you. You're the one that walked up to me. Go away. Go away or go back home. She was over it. It was funny her telling the story because she's like, I stay away from everybody. They right. chose to walk up on me. What else did they get? No whiting. Black drum. The trout. Yeah, that's it. That's what I got.
Okay, so no mackerel?
No.
No jacks?
Nope.
No flounder?
Nope.
No bluefish?
Nope.
No sheep's head?
Yeah, out of Boca. Off the rocks.
We already
there.
Did that.
Yeah.
That was in the Boca report.
Yeah.
See? All right.
Quit messing around. You're messing me up.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay, Buzzard Bay.
Matt Lachey, sheep's head. They're also getting a few sheep's head around the mangroves and docks there in the immediate area. Quite a few trout of assorted sizes. And then some small redfish up against the shoreline. One guy was trying to ask me where the best trout fishing was at, and I told him there, and he said, well, there's none up by Alligator Creek. I'm like, you were asking where the best trout were at. You didn't ask me what was close to your house.
Don't you love it?
Mm-hmm. He didn't really care for that sarcastic answer.
I'm sure. But he didn't really want to hear that. What he wanted to hear was Alligator Creek.
Yeah. He wanted to hear 200 yards away from his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, well. Yeah. Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat, Mondongo, Patricio, Cabbage Key, you know, places like that.
Patricio and Jug Creek. They're getting some trout of assorted sizes. Mostly if you cover some ground, they're getting some good ones. And then some short redfish with the occasional slot-sized redfish. And then a customer just showed me a picture of, it looked like a black-nosed shark that he got there. It was a fairly decent one, though. And then he got freight trained by some other shark right there in that right just north of Jug Creek.
Okay. We ran into a school of bluefish out there in about 7 feet of water right off the edge of one of the flats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Only caught one of them. It was about 16 inches long.
The rest took your lures?
Well, that's how I figured out they were bluefish. I was blaming the puffers, but it was the bluefish for cutting the lures in half. Well, about 16 inches, not a bad blue.
Well, it's not too bad for here.
Mm-hmm.
Great bluefin tuna bait if you live somewhere else.
Which we don't.
Uh-uh.
Speaking of Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Some trout. And that's about all the report I've had, and it's mostly around the Bokelia area and over towards Jug Creek.
Well, since this is the Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia area, then that pretty much covers it, doesn't it?
It does. Pretty much.
I'm not even going to add those words to it. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Trout, a few pompano, a couple of ladyfish, a couple of short grouper. Cobia.
Oh, I thought maybe they were gags.
Yeah. Nope. I haven't heard a gag there in a while. What else? On the inside of the bar there, they're getting the rat reds. An occasional slot red. They're seeing some snook, but nobody's catching them. But they are dinks anyway. Just little tiny fellers.
Should we call them charter captain size snook?
Yeah, charter snook. That's what we should call them from now on. Instead of dink snook, we'll just start calling them charter snook.
It's not a buck snook. It's not a dink snook. It's not a little snook. It's a charter snook.
Yep.
I'm going to put that in here so the people who just read the report are like, what?
What's a charter snook?
What does he even mean by that?
It's a new subspecies. They changed its name.
Okie doke. The East Side Keys Pirate Harbor.
A lot of short cobia. An occasional legal one. Been a few trout over there. A couple of incidental pompano. And that's all I got from over there. A couple guys that liked the redfish and snookfish over there said they couldn't get to it because it was just too shallow back there.
Yeah, it was pretty shallow over there. And once again, I went looking to see if I could find any grass, and I found nothing.
Yeah.
Just algae.
Wow. It's pretty sad.
It was sad. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
I got nothing up in there.
It was too shallow.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get an Alligator Creek, of course, but the rest of it, forget about it. It's not happening.
Need an airboat.
Ponce de Leon Park? No, the airboat would not have done it either, unless you're willing to drive it onto dry ground. I saw more of the skating rink than I think I ever have.
Really?
It was a little surprising, yeah. Ponce de Leon Park?
Let's see, we got some small mangrove snapper and a couple of small black drum. That's it. It's the only two reports I've gotten.
It's better than no reports.
Right.
The PGI canals.
Mangrove snapper, small ones. Been some really good sheep's head, depending on where they're at that particular day, because it's been in like three or four different canals that people are talking about, but I don't know where they're at, but it seems like today they're catching them here, and then next day they're catching them a half a mile away.
Okay.
What else has been back in there? Some black drum. Those have been mixed sizes. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier?
Nothing.
The Alligator Creek Reef?
Nothing.
The 20-foot holes?
Definitely nothing.
The baitfish report?
Minimal. Most of it's small.
Okay, anything worth netting or even trying?
I wouldn't. If you got a quarter-inch mesh net, then it would be. And plus, the fish aren't really hitting it. I mean, the snook aren't even cooperating on artificials, let alone a live bait.
Right.
Carl's caught a couple redfish this week on white bait, but he was finding some decent-sized white bait somewhere down there in Pine Island Sound.
Yeah, I saw he had a few. I wasn't sure if that was white bait or threadies, though.
It was hard to tell, yeah. My guess is it was probably white bait, knowing him.
The freshwater report.
Oh, let's see. Tonight's a full moon, so the guy, a lot of got
to... Start over, the freshwater report.
Full moon. A lot of the crappie guys have been coming in. We sold a bunch of crappie minnows last night and today for anticipation of them. And the few that they have been getting have been smallish, like 12, 13 inchers. And then a whole lot under than that. And then the bass fishing has been good, but pretty much a shiner bite only. It's been so slow on bait, artificials. It's kind of funny. Kind of sad, really.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I mean, these guys are throwing wacky worms. They're throwing 4-inch worms. They're throwing 8-inch worms. Seems like these last couple weeks, it's definitely been a hardcore shiner bite.
Okay, the tarpon reports.
Zero, none, nada.
Okay. That brings me to the end of the list. Is there anything that you would like to add to this report? Any final words? Any takeaways? Anything that you just need to get off your chest?
I think this week we're going to see an increase in the fishing because the long-term forecast looks like it's supposed to stay relatively warm. I think we need that water temperature. Last week that water temp got 68 to 72 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to really turn them on. So it seems like the magic number is get that water temperature to hit 70 degrees and things get better.
So what you're saying is that the wise angler would be looking in their tackle box and seeing what they need to stock up on, seeing what they're out of, seeing what they need to get before everybody else gets the same idea. And you can't find the particular things that you want.
Correct.
Hmm. Might even get ready for the mackerel moving in, and maybe for the other pelagics to show up. It could be time.
Could be.
But at least getting ready. If you get ready, I mean, it's not like this stuff goes bad.
Right.
You know, if I get a planer and a couple of spoons, it's not like they're going to...
take up much space and eat very much.
Really, they don't. The care and maintenance is quite minimal. So, all right. That's it, though? You're done? You're all through?
What is it?
You're finished?
Oh, yeah, March 1st. Next Friday is snook season.
I wondered when you were going to mention that.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
It's the Robert Fishing Report, so.
I'm worried about her birthday, so I wasn't thinking about that. So, no. But, yes, next Friday, theoretically, snook season is opening.
And I think it's probably going to happen. You know, while snook season was closed, they took a month away from us. So, you know, we're down to 4 months of open season.
Yeah.
So you get 2 months in the spring and then 2 months in the fall.
Yep.
And that's it. That's all you get.
Good luck finding one.
Yeah, well, you know.
Stupid game and fish.
The snook fishing has been kind of crap anyway lately. So
it has been. But closing it for 4 years did not help. Didn't.
No, it didn't. It didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt, but
the snook
didn't help it at all.
Because if you don't do anything besides close it, if that's all you do, then, you know, what do you really expect that to do?
Well, you know, the only thing it did do personally is that it was an eye-opener to say your restocking programs ain't ever going to work, because if it was closed for 4 years and we don't have fish that are now bigger and more consistently in the slot limit, something's wrong.
It showed us that harvest was not the issue.
Correct.
So,
but it also says that there's an other underlying issue. It wasn't red tide. It wasn't a harvest thing.
Right.
There's something else going on there that they need to get their biologist and observational biologist to figure it out.
Okay.
So, just something to scratch your head and think about a little bit more.
Great. Just what I needed.
I know.
I didn't have anything to think about before this. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, sure.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
All right, are you done?
I am.
Fine, then. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.